Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
It has finally happened. After 2 years of postponing and fans holding onto tickets for Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill 30th anniversary tour, which was coming up in November at RAC Arena, I'm sad to inform people who had tickets, like myself, that Alanis has cancelled the tour. She posted to social saying, "My friends in Australia and New Zealand, I'm crestfallen to announce that the upcoming Jagged Little Pill anniversary tour dates have been cancelled. I love you all and we'll be back as soon as we can. Until then, big hugs." All tickets will be automatically refunded. By the way, she's in Europe right now doing this tour, so why can't she swing by Australia?
You must be devastated.
I am devastated. Devastated.
Paris Jackson was a guest on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show, and she performed her new single titled Lighthouse, which she said is influenced by 90s bands like Weezer and Nirvana. No,
interesting. Kim Kardashian also caught up with Jimmy to talk about her relationship with Pete Davidson and her daughter, North's love of special effects makeup. Plus, she had her two sons in the audience who were making a little bit too much noise.
My two boys are here, and then
who's the beautiful
my friend
girl?
Tracy's daughter, Remy's here with us.
Hi, Remy. Hi, boys.
My two
welcome.
Boys are here, and I hear them making so much noise. Guys, this is your first time at work with me. Don't mess this up.
So cute. Then Sami, the three-year-old, got carted off because he was being too noisy, but the six-year-old was well-behaved.
TV host Lisa Wilkinson has hired a top barrister, fearing she might be charged with contempt over her Logie's acceptance speech, which delayed the Brittany Higgins assault trial. She's come under fire from fellow media colleagues, including former Channel 10 weather presenter Tim Bailey, who tweeted, "Pull your head in. I know this might be difficult because it's a big head, but please try."
Wow. I remember Ricky Gervais said, when you get an award, just accept it. And then I won't say how he told you to get off the stage, but he basically said, move on. And we have our first look at the big screen adaptation of the popular children's book series, Lyle, Lyle, Crocodile. Shawn Mendes lends his voice to Lyle, the beloved scarf-clad croc, and has also written original songs for the soundtrack. It also stars Javier Bardem and Constance Wu. Lyle, Lyle, Crocodile is in cinemas from October 7.
Mom, I swear to you, he's not dangerous.
He's a crocodile.
Okay, yes, crocodiles can bite through bone, and yes, they have a taste for human flesh, but he's not like that. He wears a scarf, and he can sing.
It's his first time in a taxi.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali. 91.7 The Wave.